Welcome to Trends with Benefits, Real Estate Investing with Dale Creed Francis and Ryan Litvin. We strive to bring an open, honest, and transparent approach to real estate investing by informing and educating listeners about the real-world benefits, issues, and challenges investors need to know when it comes to direct participation real estate. This podcast is where you can learn the latest trends, innovations, and opportunities available to help build wealth, create income, and diversify your portfolio. So get ready for another informative, fast-paced, and entertaining episode of Trends with Benefits. Welcome back, everybody. Happy New Year to you. This will be time-stamped because it is the beginning of 2024, and our podcast is going to kind of focus on that. And I want to remind you that you can get the monthly newsletter for free at trendswithbenefitspodcast.com. Just sign up there. You can learn all about us at Vincent Coe's, vincentcoes.com. And so let's get rolling with this, this new year podcast. We want to talk about, the title of this we called Crushing It on the Wrong Course. Because, see, the biggest mistake I think anybody can make is to squander their most valuable resource. Yet, it's so easy to do. So imagine you've entered an Ironman or Ironwoman style competition, and the reward is health, wealth, happiness, and freedom. The stakes are huge, but the time is short. There's no room for wasted motion, false starts, or setbacks. You know it's smart to walk the course, plan your attack, learn from others who've gone before you, so you know how it works and also what doesn't work. But you're so excited, you just take off. You're confident, you'll figure it out as you go along. The key is just to get moving. So that's what you do. And you crush it, clearing one obstacle after another, fighting through fatigue, pushing yourself to the breaking point until you stand triumphant at the finish line. But oh no, it was the wrong course. Yes, you won, but you didn't win the prize you really wanted, because along the way, there were various different paths through the course with different prizes, and you inadvertently chose the wrong one. Sadly, this happens every day for millions of people, except it's not an obstacle course. It's life. It's true life, and there's no replays. It's a one-shot deal, Ryan.
Yeah, that is the unfortunate truth, that many people wake up at the end of their life, look back, and are unsatisfied. You know, they squandered the time on the pursuit of trivial matters while the most important dreams and ambitions are left unattended to and unaccomplished, with the saying of, I'll do it later, I'll do it down the road, right. I'll do it when I'm older. You know, all of those things that that we hear people saying. But, you know, people don't plan to fail. They simply fail to plan. Yeah, that's a cliche, but it's true,
yep.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, so as you're powering through the first quarter of this new year, 2024, isn't now the best time to make plans to map out a successful year? I mean, we're at the beginning of the year. We talk about New Year's resolutions. We talk about all of those things. It doesn't have to be a resolution. Just plan to make a plan,
yeah,
and take that right course. I mean, your investing and business activities should support your personal mission, vision, values, and goals. They shouldn't distract you from them. So, of course, this presupposes you're clear about what those things are. Mm-hmm. And having a clear vision going into it. Beyond that, setting defined targets for results that matter most to you is critical. It's hard to hit a target if you can't see it.
Exactly. And as we've said countless times on our radio show and podcast over the years, hope and luck aren't strategies. I mean, we've done complete shows on that. The antidote to a haphazard existence is clarity of vision, mission, values, and focused plans, which drive effective action. You know, people's lives, perspectives, and circumstances change. They change all the time, but not necessarily their vision, mission, and values. So just like any long and important journey, it's critical to take breaks, check your progress, and make adjustments to be sure you're on track. Not just on track, but on the right track.
That's, you know, it's not hard to do, but it's also easy not to do.
Yeah.
Right? Because it seems there's always so many other things clamoring for your time and attention. You know, sometimes it's smart to slow down so you can go farther with less wasted motion.
Yeah, the old turtle in the hare
right.
story.
Maybe some of that busyness is unfruitful. And that's, you know, a term that I tried to remove from my life a number of years ago. I specifically said, you know, when somebody asks, have you ever noticed this in a conversation when you're with somebody? Hey, it might be small talk around, you know, other neighbors, parents, coworkers, whatever. So how are things, you know, and they say, well, busy, busy.
Oh, yeah.
And it just drives me nuts because yep. I've removed that word busy from my vocabulary because, let's face it, everybody's got things going on in their life. So maybe use a different term or maybe think about it the next time somebody asks you that. Pause and, you know, really answer that question with some substance and reflect on yourself that maybe you do need to slow down and not always be in a hurry and not always be, quote, busy. And that can be the most truthful when it comes to, you know, laying out a plan. Things take time to develop, to marinate. Nothing's done overnight. I mean, people, you know, prey on people that want that today, you know, the Amazon society. I want everything. Yeah, I want my package delivered immediately. I want, you know, why isn't my food out yet? Why isn't this done yet?
Instant gratification society.
It is. And people need to slow down, take time and realize that it takes time to marinate and make good things happen. And that time is now, or it was yesterday. You know, a year from now, you wish you started today. So start today. Only you know whether you're highly focused, inspired, and on track to build a life, business, portfolio, which is truly personally fulfilling.
Yeah, right. And I know a guy who does some things with us that, so I know him well enough to when he just recently said to me, oh man, just been so busy, busy. Just like you're saying. And you know what? I said to him, but have you been productive? And he's like, that not so much, you know? And it's like, well, hey, I catch myself doing it. One of the best examples for me is, you know how years ago you would make a pot of coffee and you would wait for it to be. And now Keurig does it so fast, but yet it's not fast enough now. Mm-hmm. I find myself going, why isn't this cup of coffee coming out faster?
I mean, it's got to heat up.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So if you're ready to make 2024 your best year yet, contact us at Vincent Companies and we'll gladly show you some DPRE, direct participation real estate opportunities that can potentially help you stay on the right track to a fulfilling life. So find us at vincentcos.com, go to trendswithbenefitspodcast.com, sign up for that free newsletter called Trends with Benefits, and have a great start to the year, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care. Learn more about Vincent Companies and the Trends with Benefits podcast at vincentre.com or trendswithbenefitspodcast.com. You can also give us a call at 612-424-8650 or submit questions at info@vincentre.com. And we really look forward to meeting you soon.